Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on News 102.3 KRMG. Welcome to Wheels with automotive experts from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Tulsa Gas Technologies, your CNG expert, here to answer your questions about your car, truck, or SUV. To join the program, call 918-460-KRMG. That's 918-460-5764. Or you can text your questions to 95920. The Ask the Experts weekend rolls on with Wheels with Lloyd Boland, Troy Cox, Tom Sewell, and the host of Wheels, Denver Fox.
Okay, so you're driving along and you ever get that kind of sinking feeling and you find you've hit a pothole? And we've got a bunch of them around here in Oklahoma and in Northeast Oklahoma. Pothole season here once again, you know. And that time of year when, you know, things change, temperatures change, resulting in fluctuating temperatures. So it wreaks havoc on the roads out there. So we'll talk about the effects that may have on your automobile that you may need to get checked on this edition of Wheels. Good morning. I'm Denver Fox with our panel of experts here, Troy Cox with Cecil & Son Discount Tires. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Denver.
And potholes, of course, those things happen all the time. They seem to be patching them all the time, but boy, I have hit some big ones over the years, and boy, it can do some damage.
Well, I mean, I understand with the temperature swings that Oklahoma sees, you know, 100 plus in the summer, you know, freezing in the winter, we're going to have more issues than, you know, places like Southern California where they have climate instead of weather. But yeah, I mean, it's just brutal. We've talked before about the Insurance Institute information that says over the normal ownership life of a car, an Oklahoma driver is going to spend between $2,000 and $2,400 in repairs directly attributable to roads.
And people are keeping their cars longer now and repairing them, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, the average age of the car on the road today is about 11.4 years and growing. I mean, we saw a spike in car sales in 16, but that's dropped back down. And, you know, there's no free cars. You're either making a monthly car payment or you should be putting some money back every month for the necessary maintenance if you're going to keep your car alive and running well.
All right. So here's something we can all be discussed here in a little bit. So what do you do if you hit a pothole? You don't want to ignore it, do you?
No. I mean, if you can't avoid it, try to hit it straight. Turning. No, seriously. I mean, trying to turn where you're exposing the sidewall of the tire, which is not as durable as the tread, or exposing the wheel to the impact, is certainly a way to make things worse. It's kind of like turning your ankle. You're also a lot more likely to tweak your alignment if you hit at an angle. You know, slow down as much as you can to minimize the energy and roll as straight through it as you can, and then look for damage. If you've got a car that sits low enough you can't see the inside of the tire, run by your normal service provider. Any of us would be happy to, you know, get it in, get it up on a lift, and check inside and out for, you know, any signs of the wheel being bent or cracked or the tire being impact broke, which generally manifests itself as a bulge in the if you see those things, then you've got a repair that's going to have to be made.
And it's a good idea if you hit it pretty hard and you think something may have happened, pull over right then and take a look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at it, because if you see a bulge, then you know you need to get to a service facility soon, because that's where the cord in the tire sidewall has been broken by the impact. That bulge is just going to keep growing until the tire fails.
All right. Already have a caller on the line to 918-460-KRMG. Mike is joining us up here. And, Mike, you got a question about tires. Good morning.
I sure do. Good morning.
Hello, Mike.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Mike there. Mike?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Here's my question. Driving down the road, first of all, I have a 2009 GMC. A set of Cooper tires about a year old. Driving down the road, everything seems fine. Nothing appears to be wrong with the truck. Turn to the left, everything is fine. When I turn to the right, there's kind of a, I'm not exactly sure how to describe it, kind of a roaring sound. and as soon as I turn back to the left or straight, it goes away, which makes me think that it's the tires because there doesn't appear to be anything wrong with the truck. Any thoughts on that?
What you're describing sounds a lot like a wheel bearing. A lot of times,
same thing I was thinking.
Yeah, if you've got a wheel bearing going out, when you turn away from it, unload it, the noise gets lighter. When you turn into it and load it, the noise gets heavier. That doesn't mean it couldn't be uneven wear on a tire. But if you're rotating your tires regularly, as you should on any brand tire to keep them wearing right, then generally you don't get that chopping or cupping wear that sounds, in some cases, much like a bearing going out.
Right. Okay. The tires are about a year old. They have been rotated one time already.
Yeah, if, run your hand around the tire. It's going to get dirty, but you know you can wash. What you're wanting to feel for is it smooth or do you feel rippling, high-low type wear? If you feel or see rippling wear, then you need to look at, you know, have one of our wonderful Oklahoma roads tweaked your alignment, look at your mileage. Maybe it's gotten a little ahead of you. Because uneven wear typically is, you know, they've been on the front too long or we've got an alignment issue, and rotation's our best tool to minimize that. If the tire feels and looks smooth, I'd have a service facility check out those front bearings, and I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't have some play in one or some roughness in one.
Okay. Since I'm turning to the right, would it be both tires? Right tire, does it really make a difference, or either one?
You know, if it was an alignment issue, generally both tires would be wearing. You'd have cupping on both tires. Typically, the right a little bit more because of the way our roads crown. But if you're turning right and it's getting louder, and if you're turning left, it's getting quieter, I'd look at the left front bearing and hub assembly first. But sometimes noise travels. You know, just have it checked out thoroughly and make sure you don't get into a situation like we saw in the shop earlier in the week. You know, customer had some play in a bearing. We talked about it back in the fall, but it wasn't tremendous, and he elected to wait. And, you know, then last week it comes in on a hook because that play had gotten enough that the rotor was physically moving enough, it broke the caliper guide pins.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm surprised he could even keep it on the road.
We actually had a Dodge last year pull in. The lady was complaining about, you know, all of a sudden it started making this terrible noise. Literally, in driving it across the parking lot, the left front wheel fell off. Just thunk. So, I mean, she picked a really good time to get cautious.
And, I had that happen one time to me. It's weird. You
know, the thing with sealed bearings, which is what so many of the vehicles have today, is you can't service them. You can't tear them apart, pack them, grease them. There's nothing you can do to make them last longer. They run until they don't. A lot of times the time frame from them getting noisy to them getting dangerously loose is very short. So, please get it looked at.
Well, it's an 09. I'm running about 149,000 miles. So
that's about where I changed the bearings on my 01, was, I think, about 154. So you're in the ballpark where it's certainly possible.
Okay. All right. I do appreciate that. And I just wasn't sure if I know that on occasion, sometimes a tire can separate, if that would be the correct word, and can kind of be a problem there or something. And, you know, being new tires, I was hoping that was not the
Absolutely. Anything built by human beings can fail. But generally, if you've got a separation, that's going to be a low-speed issue. You're going to be at, like, parking lot or, you know, that 20 to 25 mile an hour neighborhood speed, and you're going to feel that wobble. As you go faster, the centrifugal force tends to stabilize that belt that's separating, and the problem tends to go away.
Okay. Well, that's not it, because it will make that roaring noise at any speed.
Yeah, I'd really look at those front bearings.
Yeah, that's radio.
Okay.
All right, Mike. Good luck to you.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a
great day.
Thanks
for the call.
Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. It's 7:15 here on Wheels. Lloyd Boland, the king of the crankshaft, the guru of the garage, is here. I had a car years ago. This happened years ago, and I was driving down a road, and what looked like was a tiny little pothole I hit. And remember this, Lloyd?
I remember that. It
bent my wheel so bad. Yeah. It was like, wow. When that thing hit, I was not expecting it. And it turned out it bent the wheel, which you can't do a whole lot with when it's bent, really.
Well, that was your hoodle car.
I think it was,
It was wiggling the back.
It was swiveling back and forth, yes.
It was an interesting thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't hard to diagnose, but it gives you kind of a weird feeling to drive it, you know.
Absolutely. Now, Lloyd's also the inventor of the PC 41 Plus, the headlamp restoration product. And, in fact, we was walking through, my wife and I were walking through a parking lot the other day, and she was pointing out, oh, this one needs to be clean. Look at these headlamps.
It's
amazing.
Look at those.
You could go out in a parking lot and sell these things and
people could have realized that their headlamps are really getting kind of hazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I've discovered also that that's maybe why so many people drive with the bright lights on.
Because they're not getting enough light out of the low beam, yeah.
But if they're aimed at you, you can still see that beam coming through there.
Yeah, that is true. True, too. But, and it's just amazing, though, what it does. And you've worked and really perfected that that chemical formula to make it work just really, really good.
Every time I use it, I'm amazed myself. Yeah. It does really work well. And if you put two coats, it works great. It'll last a year at least.
Yeah, good deal. Tom Sewell, Tulsa Gas Technology, is here. And, of course, you sell the PC41 Plus product and use it on your fleet maintenance there.
We sure do. If you're part of our fleet maintenance and you need it, we just do it.
All right. We got another caller on the line here, 918-460-KRMG. Is it Bernie?
Barney.
Yes. Barney, you got a transmission problem. Tell us about it.
Well, I just had a question about my transmission, you know, that and also a oil change on my transmission. How many miles should I change that on an automatic, 50,000 or 75,000?
Depends on the car and the year. How new is the car?
It's a 2010 Honda Accord. It's got 50,000 miles on it.
Well, you're probably around 60 or so, but it's got synthetic, so I'd look at your factory manual and see what it says. Because of synthetic fluids, it's changed the whole world in transmissions.
Okay, yeah. And I also had a question about these newer cars have this percentage oil change that's left in your oil. I've got like 4,000 miles on this oil change, conventional oil, and it's only said it's got 70% life left.
Yeah, what you need to do there, we'll all tell you the same thing, I'm sure, is just put synthetic oil in it and go by the mileage.
Okay.
Forget
good
that
deal.
Light.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, if you're running
you.
Conventional and you're at 4,000, yeah. I would doubt that the plain conventional oil meets the Honda spec. Honda actually has a physical specification for their engine oil, and generally you've got to run at least a synthetic blend to meet that spec, and not even all blends will meet that spec. If you go to a full synthetic, then you know it will, and that timer in your computer that's calculating percentage based on how many hours the engines run, among other things, is programmed with Honda spec oil. So if you go with a cheaper oil, you may not be getting adequate protection for the time frame the car is thinking you've got.
So you think I need to change it every 3,000 to 5,000 miles on the cheaper oil?
If you're going to run the cheaper oil, and at that point it's probably going to be a wash. It may even be less expensive to go to a full synthetic and run at the full design life, which can be 7,000 miles plus.
Yeah, usually it is. It'll be a money doing that.
Okay, that's what I'll do then. Thank you.
There's just no conventional that can protect your car the way a synthetic does.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Barney. Appreciate your call this morning. 7:20 here on KRMG. It's an Ask the Experts weekend. You're listening to Wheels on News 102.3 KRMG. You know, we were just talking about synthetic oil and synthetic liquids of all types for your vehicle. And Tulsa Gas Technology has their own synthetic oil. It keeps your motor running lots longer. SynPro oil is 100% synthetic oil. And, of course, it's optimized for high performance, for alternative fuel engines like your compressed natural gas engines. And it's not just oil, but you also have all the other fluids, too, don't you, Tom?
We have synthetic rear end grease, transmission fluid, power steering fluid. We have synthetic greases. We have the whole gamut of the whole synthetic line.
And they all last longer, right?
Oh, yeah. And they're just so much it's so much better for your car. They stay... Oh, it's so hard to explain the synthetic model, but it is cheaper by far to run synthetic oil in the long run. If your time is worth anything, your time down in the shop, go ahead and go pay the little bit extra, get the synthetic, run it, 7,000 to 10,000 miles, and then you're going to be fine.
I always think it's safer, because what if I drive, and many people we've seen do this, they'll just forget how many miles they've put on that last oil change. And if you've got the synthetic oil, you got a little more cushion there to work with.
You absolutely do. And this type of synthetic oil that we make, if you got in a bind and had to pour regular oil on top of it, you can. It doesn't turn into goo like some of the synthetics do. Ours is a PAO oil. And you know, it's just the best way to go. It's made right here in Tulsa.
That's right. Got your little oil derrick in the backyard there. It just pumps that synthetic oil right out, and you've got it canned
up. I've heard that stuff is so good that you set a quart on the hood and it runs smoother.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yep. I think it is. I think. Get more information of Tulsa Gas Technology, and Tom will give you all the information about it. The links are on our Wheels page at KRMG.com. Also, all the rebates and everything on tires, wheels, and on your shocks and what have you at Cecil & Son Discount Tires as well.
Absolutely. Just hit CecilandSons.com, hit our offers button, and all of the then current tire rebates. If there are shock and strut rebates, brake rebates, it's all there on that page. It's updated regularly, and almost always there's something on rebate. It may not be what you're looking for, but that's a great place to start and see.
All right. We're seeing oil go up more and more as time is going on, and OPEC has a lot to do with it, and supplies running out and what have you there. But you were recently in California, Tom, and gasoline out there is getting close to $4 a gallon, huh?
You bet. I saw 360 gasoline all over the place. I was in Sacramento this week.
And they're predicting this will happen, you know, for the summer months coming up, that it'll get higher and higher there. So it obviously means we won't be paying that here probably, but it's going to be higher nonetheless.
Yeah, it just seems crazy that a small conflict overseas can spike our oil right here. You know, something that far away can do it, but it seems to.
I think everyone thought that the fracking was going to take care of all of our needs for oil here, but as it turns out, they have exported a lot of that oil.
You bet. Now that they've allowed us to export, you know, the energy like that, it's still a world market on top of it. And whatever happens in the world affects our oil price, not natural gas.
Not natural gas. In fact, it stays constant for years, as a matter of fact. If you have a CNG, and boy, those are looking better and better all the time for people to want to pay less and recoup your initial investments as far as converting a vehicle to CNG. There's tax credits. There's all kinds of rebates available there. It'll almost cover all of your initial investment, and then you just get savings from then on.
You bet. And even with this new tax increase they put on fuel, I'm not raising my price. Our commodity has dropped enough that we can go ahead and maintain our price. So how about that?
Sounds good. Lloyd, you got a tip for us today?
Yeah, I do. I've got a tip that I call it a scary tip because it's you don't think about it much. Never, ever disconnect a battery when the car's running.
Ooh,
never.
No.
I'll never forget. I read an article years ago about a guy that did that. It blew up and blinded him.
Wow.
But it can. Now, it's not likely like it used to be because they have the sealed batteries. But if the battery, if the system's overcharging and you're disconnected, there's going to be vapors, and it could blow up instantly.
Wow.
It's just very dangerous. And the way that started, I believe, Denver, was the salvage yards. That's the way they check alternators. You can actually pull a cable off, and if it stays running, you know the alternator's good.
You bet. They used to.
But don't do that.
No,
that's
do dangerous.
Not ever do
especially
that.
With new computer controlled cars, because computers do not like voltage spikes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's the next one is don't. When you do it, usually you'll spike a computer.
You know, something I learned when I was a young boy with a lawnmower, you don't pull the
plug wire
off either. Yeah. No, I was trying to kill the mower. I couldn't get it to stop, and I thought, well, I'll just pull the plug wire off.
Yeah.
Yeah, those magnetos will knock you down.
Yeah.
You'll do that once with your bare hands.
Yes, one time, and I learned a lesson there in the worst way. 727 here on Wheels, and I want to talk a little more about hitting potholes, because there's always some out there. You wonder why we're always working on streets around Tulsa and northeast Oklahoma. It's because potholes pop up after a cold winter, and then there's fluctuations in temperature. Those things just pop up, and so we'll talk about how it affects your tires, how it affects your wheels, your suspensions. All those things can be affected by just even small potholes out there. So we'll get into that here in the next half hour. Also, if you have questions for us, you can text us at 95920. We got some on the board already. We'll answer those here in just a few minutes. 728, the latest news from our 24-hour Fox News Center, coming up next on News 1023 KRMG. Good morning. We're back with Wheels. I'm Denver Fox. And, you know, you may be driving a commercial vehicle and not realize it is a commercial vehicle, depending on how much you haul and the weight rating and all those kind of things. And it may fall under the rules and the regulations of the Department of Transportation that you need to meet certain standards. And sometimes you don't find out about that until it's too late. You get stopped, and the police will write you a little citation that'll remind you very strongly of all those things. And Tom, you've been through that, and now are helping other people get their vehicles up to standards, up to snuff, to meet those rules and regulations.
Yep. After about $2,000 worth of tickets, I decided I'd learn how to do this deal. And so we found out, you know, where all the thresholds are. And if you're crossing state lines, that threshold is 10,001 pounds.
Wow.
That's a combined rating of your vehicle and the trailer. If you stay within state, that's a 26,000-pound threshold. So it doesn't take much. You know, if you got a one-ton truck and you're pulling a trailer, you're right on the edge right there. You need to have someone that you trust talk to you about your DOT compliance.
Well, there's loads of rules to have to wade through that it's a government thing, so that explains it right there.
Well, the book is about an inch and a half, 2 inches thick.
Yeah, but you've compressed it. You've made it a little easier to digest by putting it in a little booklet form that is, how many pages is this? 10 pages, something
yeah,
like that?
I don't know, 15, 17. But it's 14 it's
pages,
reader-friendly, whereas a layman, you can understand what's going on.
Anyway, this is free to people. You put
free.
It together, and it's on your website. You can download it, or I guess you have copies there, Tulsa Gas Technology.
Yep. We'll print them one anytime they come in. We'll make a little binder for them and talk to them about it. I don't charge to come in and talk to me about it. Come see me.
Okay. And if you need fleet maintenance, and especially if you have commercial vehicles, you definitely need to maintain your vehicles there so you keep it running, keep it going good. So that's your money making. That's your bread and butter right there. You want to keep it running, and you need all of that information. You can do it all right there.
Well, we have guys tell us all the time that if their vehicle's down, it's $1,000, $1,500 a day per vehicle that they have down.
Yeah, so much
Is
better.
Is there any particular thing they look for if they stop you?
You know, like I tell you what, they've been chasing everybody around lately. If you've got an unsecure load, so if you've got stuff on your trailer that's not cross-tied, they'll write you a big love letter about that.
And if you're following a big truck, gravel truck or something, and says stay 200 feet behind, does that keep them free from any liability on that?
No. If it come off their truck and hits you, they have to secure their load, and it's their responsibility. Having a sign on the back of the truck, I'm not responsible for accidents or anything, doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, you know what I've done? I got a banner made that go, if we're pulling a car, it says, I know Tom Sewell.
Yeah.
they never stop me.
Don't like my driving, call and put Tom's number there.
That'll secure your load right there. Do that.
Well, they've got the sticker, but you notice none of them are running tags where you can see it. So.
I know.
Anyway, get more information about how to keep your vehicle up to all the standards you should fall under with the DOT rules and regulations at Tulsa Gas Technologies. Lloyd, give us another driving tip here.
Okay, this is one that you may never see in your life, but it's an important tip. Let's say you're checking your oil, and the oil level is up instead of down. And it's got a slight milky, just slight milky look to it.
Yeah.
Almost every time you've got an intake gasket leaking.
Huh.
And you do not mess with that. You get it someplace and get it fixed.
Oh, okay.
Let it set. If you ever get that in your oil, the best thing to do is let it set for overnight, and the water will all go to the bottom, and you can get it out. But you need to repair it quick.
All right. Sounds good. Troy, how often do you check a dipstick and you don't find any oil?
You know, we see vehicles literally every week, sometimes several every week, where they pull it in, and the first thing we do when we're doing oil change is pull a dipstick. I mean, for a number of reasons. One, you know, we can get an idea of the condition of the oil. I'm just always astounded when people come in and, you know, the oil's the color and consistency of Hershey's chocolate syrup. But several times a week, we're going to see cars that have nothing on the dipstick. And customers are going longer, and with our modern oils, you can go longer. I'm very comfortable with our Duramax synthetic blend at 5,000 mile. I'm very comfortable with our Duramax full synthetic at 7,500. But if you're going that far, you need to be checking your oil regularly. You can't go 5, 7, 10,000 miles between oil changes and never pop your hood without quartering problems ranging from, you know, gunk building up in your engine to absolutely locking an engine up and destroying it. All motors consume oil. Sometimes it's minuscule amounts, sometimes it's not. But every time that piston goes up and down in that cylinder and that oil film is exposed to the heat of combustion, a little bit of it burns off. Modern oils are better at resisting that, but it still happens. You may only be half a quart down at 7,500. You may be 2 quarts down at 7,500. You don't want to run your engine low on oil because aside from the lubrication, it also helps cool things. And a lot of not modern vehicles have 3 and 4 quart capacities. If you're 2 quarts down on one of those, you've probably hurt something unless you're very, very lucky.
Yeah, half your oil's gone right there. Yeah, and if you're down that low, you could be in some serious trouble. So
I mean, if nothing else, every time you gas your vehicle up, you're down for 5 to 10 minutes. Pop your hood, check your oil.
Yeah, that's a great time to do it. I try to do it unless I'm just in a super hurry. They've got paper towels there and things for you to check it with. That's what that's there for.
Absolutely. And even if you don't do it, say you gas up once a week. Okay, fine. Check your oil once a month.
Yeah.
At minimum, check your oil once a month. If it's getting low, you need to know why. Sometimes it can start dropping oil very rapidly, and it's something like an EGR valve that's not working properly. There are a number of things that can happen, not all of which are tremendously expensive repairs, but all of which can lead to tremendously expensive repairs if you let that oil level get low enough.
We were talking last half hour about hitting potholes and the damage it can do to your tires, to your wheels. We've seen, in fact, Troy, you showed me a picture of a wheel that had hit something. It was a pothole or something. It hit bad.
Yeah, just a hairline crack running radially from the edge of the wheel. And it's, you know, the customer came in expecting, you know, a $10 flat repair. And instead, you know, okay, for your BMW, here's a used wheel at $375. Here's a reconditioned, repainted, refinished wheel for about $475, or the dealership will sell us one for almost $700. What would you like to do? You know, that's not a conversation any of us like to have, but that's the reality of Oklahoma roads and low-profile tires.
And hitting potholes may also, if your car starts pulling to the right or to the left, you might have bent one of your suspension or your steering components out of alignment.
Absolutely. Or you may have just tweaked the alignment adjustment, but again, something you want to get addressed sooner rather than later, because if it's out of alignment, it will start wearing your tires. And, you know, alignment's way cheaper than smoking a pair of front tires or worse, all four.
And it's real easy. You guys check them very easily there at Cecil.
Absolutely. Just set an appointment up. We're happy to run it across the rack and check it for you. If it is out of alignment, again, it's way cheaper than smoking a set of tires.
Text message at 95920 this morning says, we were given some tips about what do you do if you see that pothole and you don't have time to swerve or get out of the way. One of the tips the texter gives here is don't be on the brakes when you hit the pothole. Yeah, if you lock up that tire, you're going to have much more of an impact on that tire than if you just let it roll right straight into it, aren't you?
Yeah, slow it down as much as you can, then drive straight through it. Don't be on the brakes as you hit it. Don't try to turn while you're in it. Just get as much speed scrubbed off and make the impact as gentle as you can.
Yeah. Here's another text message at 95920. It's a tire question for you, Troy. Cleaning out his dad's barn, he found a brand new set of four tires. They're 14-inch, they're 70s, that will fit his 71 Cougar. No telling how old these are. Should he disregard them? And there is a way to tell how old they are, aren't there?
Yeah, if he goes to the DOT number, that'll be stamped in a bar right down by the bead. Depending on whether it's 8 digits, 9 digits, 10, 11, or 12, will tell us what decade they were built in. But the last 3 or 4 digits will tell us the week and year they were built. The issue is, you know, as the tires have set, the organic hydrocarbons that keep the tire alive, that keep the rubber grippy, bleed out over time. That's why when you walk into a tire store, when I was growing up, when I walked into Otasco, that smell.
Yes.
I mean, that's volatile hydrocarbons that are bleeding out of the tires. Certainly, it happens really fast when they're new, slows down as they go into service, but eventually that rubber gets very rigid, and so the grip drops way off. The other issue, of course, is, you know, as those hydrocarbons bleed out and the tire gets more rigid, it doesn't, obviously, not flexing as well. You can get into issues with them starting to come apart relatively quickly. You know, if the car sits most of the time, it may be worth spending the, you know, $100 or so it would cost him to mount and balance the set of four. But, you know, if he does so, he just needs to be aware that you know, he may go out one day and one's blown apart.
Yeah. And he also added on here that there was plastic. It was wrapped in plastic. And he didn't see any dry rot, so you may not see anything visible with it. And
no,
so,
you may not. And if they're bias ply tires, it's a lot less of a risk than if they're radials. A lot of our classic car guys, you know, if they don't drive the car a lot, if it sits the majority of the time, and when it is driven is, you know, low speed parade type service, bias ply tires don't corner. They don't stop as well as radials, but because you don't have those steel belts in there, they also tend to have much longer service lives in that low-speed, low-impact collector car market. And for a lot of our classic cars, like, for example, Lloyd's Model T, you know, they don't build radials for that, so it's not the greatest, but the bias ply tires on there are probably two or three decades old, and he can still drive it at low speeds with relatively low risk.
It won't go anything but low speed.
You can see Lloyd's moving at a very, very low speed. It's in your showroom, actually, over at the Cecil & Sons in Sepulveda.
Yeah, it's been kind of cool. I've had Lloyd and another client lend us their Model Ts for display since that building started life in the 1920s as a Model T assembly plant.
It's pretty cool. It's neat to see those. They're in great shape, too. It really is amazing.
Well, when he mentioned that tire, we actually had this happen that blew up in the lot, parking lot. The car was just sitting there, and the tire just blew to pieces.
Wow. But even though this tire, if he finds out then, the bottom line is, if he finds out that those tires that have been stored there have been over, what, maybe 6-7 years, that's too long, right?
Well, I mean, any warranty went away at year 4 to 6, depending on the brand. And, you know, if they're more than 10 years old, I wouldn't risk it.
Yeah, it's just not worth it. All right, another text here for us. Would synthetic oil benefit an older car? Like he's got a 2000 Buick LeSabre. It has 80,000 miles on it, and he uses only, good for him, no ethanol gas, full-fledged real gasoline. So,
yeah,
it works with everything better.
The only concern I would have with an older vehicle is a lot of times when you start getting vehicles that are 10, 12, 15 years or more old, the gaskets, like the valve cover gaskets, front seal gaskets, those sorts of things have gotten dry, gotten hard, and sometimes the sludge that a conventional oil leaves behind is helping seal those gaps where that gasket has shrunk and hardened. I've ran into it myself on an 88 Ranger. When I went to synthetic, by the second, third oil change, I was starting to get some leaks.
Yeah.
So for something like that, you know, I would probably stay with, you know, maybe go to a synthetic blend that's formulated, one of the high mileage synthetic blends that will get you some of the protection of a synthetic without the very high detergent concentrations that a full synthetic has that help keep the engine clean internally, but in this case, with that older vehicle, may also lead to some leaks around some gaskets that are questionable.
Right.
And
only going 5,000 miles a year anyway, so I would say you're exactly right.
Yeah, I mean, Tom may have a high mileage in his synthetic, but I would look probably at a synthetic blend high mileage and change it probably once a year if he's only driving 5,000 miles a year.
If it can lubricate better, it's going to find a leak better.
Yes.
That's what it comes down to.
And another, real quick before we take a break here, after getting an oil change, they notice that the oil is black again in a week. What happens there? And I'm assuming they're talking about regular oil, not synthetic oil there.
Well, it's doing its job. The synthetic oils don't do that, though.
Yeah, I didn't think
so. That's one of the things that can be very deceiving because I imagine the oil tire, I bet you could run it 15,000 miles and it still look good.
You could in the right deals. I mean, I've run them. I haven't never run them 15,000 miles, but I've had them 12, you know, all the time.
But I mean, the oils have detergents in them to break up the carbon and the sludge and the grease and everything that builds up in your motor. So I mean, if it's getting dark, it's doing its job cleaning inside your motor. Especially if you go to a better grade, higher detergent oil from a cheaper oil, you may see the better grade get darker quicker because it's got more detergents.
All right. Sounds good. 7:51. It is an Ask the Experts weekend. You're listening to Wheels on News 102.3 KRMG. If you're thinking about converting your vehicle to compressed natural gas, you need to talk to Tom here about all the rebates, the tax credits get you covered for the initial investment. And the link is on your webpage at Tulsa Gas Tech, or just come by and visit with you sometime.
Anytime. We talk natural gas every day.
All right. And the gas price stays low, low, low.
Still $1.55.
That's incredible. And with gas prices just going up all the time, oil going up, natural gas, we got a plentiful supply of that, and it's going to stay the same. You're locked in on that price. It's not only because it's cheaper, but because you can budget your fuel costs if you have especially a fleet of vehicles for a year or two with this.
You betcha. When you come to me and you talk to me, we can set your fuel. I can actually go out and buy your fuel and put it in my pipeline. And lock your price in.
Good deal. If you have missed some of the past Wheels shows, you can download one of our podcasts. Go to Wheels page at krmg.com. All right, a couple of text messages here before we go. Someone's got a 05 Silverado ERG valve. Has never been changed. The mileage, 198,000. Should I change that?
Not necessarily. If it's not getting a problem, there's no need to. Usually the EGR valves is what it actually is. What they do is ventilate the exhaust into the intake and reburn it.
Okay.
But the way they build them now, sometimes they'll break or just carbon up so bad you can't use them. But there's no set pattern on replacing them.
So that would be the infamous check engine light might come on if you needed.
Usually it would. Had one like that years ago, and we cleaned the valve and it went away and never came back.
Yeah, so you may not have to replace it. Okay, sounds good. All right, Troy Cox with Cecil and Son Discount Tires in Sand Springs, two locations there, and in Sepulpa on Main Street there, where you can see Lloyd and your Model T's right there. Always got good rebates, great deals at Cecil and Sons.
Absolutely. You can check those out on cecilandsons.com. And if you need work done, we're open 7:30 to 3 Saturdays, 7:30 to 5:30 weekdays.
Have you had problems like we've been talking about this week by hitting some of those potholes? And as many texters have mentioned, potholes are everywhere in Oklahoma. It's hard sometimes. Boy, if you got tire problems, wheels, alignment, that's the place to go.
Absolutely. Happy to check it out for you, show you what you've got, get you an estimate for repairs if you need repairs.
And, of course, you also have Lloyd's PC41 Plus, the headlamp restoration problem. And there's a lot of these products out there. Some of them just are really hard to use. Some of them just don't work very well. This one really works, is really easy to use. And you guys both provide the service.
Yes, I do. We've been doing it now for many years, and my guys love doing it because they just like the results of the people. They're just shocked most of the time when they come out and go, those are those headlights.
Yeah, and you don't realize how quickly it's a gradual thing, so you probably don't realize it's
well, they can be foggy like cataracts or like a opaque bathroom window. You do the first one, take the customer out and show them, and they're just always big smiles and, wow, I didn't realize it was that bad. It's also a safety deal. It's not just important that your car looks good, although that is important.
That is important.
But the safety issue of getting that light down the road so you can see what's ahead.
All right, guys, more information on our Wheels page at krmg.com and the links to all of the things we've talked about here today. Guys, have yourself a great and a safe weekend. The news is next on KRMG. And baby, I love you.